It's time for this morning's business news with Charles Pellegrin, and we'll start in Bulgaria, which has officially taken on the euro as its currency.
That's right, Oliver. The Eastern European country is now the 21st member of the eurozone after joining the EU bloc in 2007. People rang in the new year in the capital, Sofia, with a euro-themed display on the Bulgarian National Bank, as well as the obligatory fireworks. And residents queued up in front of ATMs to start withdrawing euro banknotes. The move's been met with skepticism by a large part of the country. One survey showing 49% of people were against it, notably because they have fears this will fuel higher inflation. For others, though, this will help boost the economy of one of the union's poorest countries. Take a listen.
This is the final step in European integration. So we greatly appreciate the efforts of the government and the entire nation in uniting and achieving this great goal. So from now on, only good things await us. More opportunities, both for individual citizens and for businesses.
And looking back at 2025, it was a year in which new wealth records were created.
The world's 500 richest people added $2.2 trillion to their combined fortunes of $11.9 trillion in 2025, a new record according to Bloomberg's Billionaire Index. That wealth boosted by everything from booming equity markets, precious metals, and cryptocurrencies, but chief among these factors was the artificial intelligence boom, which has driven markets higher this year. Among the biggest individual winners were household tech names like the chairman of Oracle, Larry Ellison, Elon Musk, Google founder Larry Page, and Jeff Bezos. Actually, about a quarter of all the gains recorded have come from just eight people. Also interesting to see where this wealth was created. Half of those gains were made in North America, as you can see there in blue on the graph. The next biggest wealth creator was Asia and Oceania, with about 25% of the new pie. European billionaires coming in third. One last note here, Donald Trump and his family have also considerably enriched themselves over the past year, notably thanks to the release of a Trump meme coin, Liberty Financial, which added over $200 million to the family fortune.
And the Trump administration has just announced new sanctions relating to Venezuela.
The U.S. placing four companies based in Hong Kong and mainland China on their specially designated nationals and blocked persons list over their operations in Venezuela's oil sector in a bid to apply even more pressure on the country's president, Nicolas Maduro. The Treasury Department also identified four oil tankers as blocked property, saying they were part of a shadow fleet helping Venezuela get sanctioned oil onto international markets, which has been the regime's financial lifeline, representing about 95% of government revenue. And China is by far Venezuela's biggest customer for oil exports.
And records broken also in South Korea in 2025.
New trade data released this Thursday actually shows the country saw its highest ever level of exports last year, boosted by strong demand for its semiconductors, that key piece of infrastructure that that powers most electronics, and that is central to the data centers, which are now powering the AI boom. This is quite a feat, as it happened in spite of Donald Trump's global trade war, with South Korea now faced with a blanket 15% tariff rate. Total exports were valued at over $700 billion, up 3.8% from 2024, and semiconductors represented $173 billion of that and grew 20% compared to the previous year.
Now, all things must come to an end, and that includes Netflix's most successful original hit.
That's right. The season five finale of Stranger Things went live on the streaming platform at 1 a.m. GMT. The sci-fi adventure series set in the 1980s has captured the cultural zeitgeist and proved to be Netflix's longest-running cash machine. Well, Caris Garland takes a look.
I need you to fight one last time.
It's a highly anticipated finale, like one of any well-loved franchise. Netflix has released the last episode of its original hit Stranger Things 10 years after it first aired.
The final scene we've had for a long time, but everything leading up to that final scene, I mean, the show has evolved so much. and it surprised us in so many ways.
Something is coming.
A supernatural coming-of-age story set in 1980s Indiana, Stranger Things is perhaps Netflix's biggest success. According to data company Parrot Analytics, the show has been responsible for more than $1 billion in subscription revenue over the past 5 years. It's also something viewers keep going back to. Even before the first season 5 episodes were released, all 4 previous seasons climbed back into Netflix's worldwide top 10, a first for any show. Season 5 is reportedly one of the most expensive seasons of television ever filmed. Forbes magazine says the budget could be between $400 and $480 million. That's $50 to $60 million per episode.
Mother of God.
Netflix has also gone all out with advertising. In Las Vegas over the weekend, fans were treated to a drone and pyrotechnics show hyping up the finale. What's more, the streaming giant also decided to show the last episode, like each season 5 drop, in cinemas. Despite its success, Stranger Things doesn't have the same clout as AAA franchises like Star Wars. In the meantime, Netflix could look to buy this kind of blue-chip content. The platform has put in a bid to acquire Warner Brothers Discovery.
And thank you very much for that, Charles Pellegrin.